Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're looking at an old Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of May the 15th, 1927, titled Peter at Pentecost. In a lot of these Sunday school lessons, the lesson begins with helps and hints for the teacher. And so the teacher is to review that material before they try to instruct the class on the body of the lesson so that the teacher will be well prepared. And we're going to look at those helps and hints about Peter at Pentecost in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's look at the helps and hints for the teachers. Of course, when you're talking about Peter and Pentecost, you would be well to be acquainted with everything that happens in Acts chapter 2. Sometime in this radio Bible school, we just devote our time to Bible reading. And since this is such an important chapter, I want to read it to you. And if you'll listen, or if you want to follow along in Acts chapter 2, I want to read it with understanding so you can get the significance of this chapter. It begins this way. And when the day of Pentecost was now come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound as of the rushing of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them tongues, parting asunder like as of fire, and it sat on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 2 and verse 5. Now there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound was heard, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying, Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own language wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, in Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and sojourners from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them speaking in our tongues the mighty works of God. And they were all amazed and were perplexed, saying one to another, What meaneth this? But others mocking said, They're filled with new wine. Acts chapter 2 and verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spake forth unto them, saying, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and give ear unto my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which hath been spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, saith God, I will pour forth of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yea, and on my servants and on my handmaidens in those days will I pour forth of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the day of the Lord come, that great and notable day. And it shall be that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts chapter 2 and verse 22. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God unto you by mighty works and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves know, him being delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye by the hand of lawless men did crucify and slay, whom God raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David saith concerning him, I beheld the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh shall dwell in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul unto Hades, neither wilt thou give thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou madest known unto me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of gladness with thy countenance. Acts 2 and verse 29. Brethren, I may say unto you freely of the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us unto this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins he would set one upon his throne, he, foreseeing this, spake of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he left unto Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus did God raise up, whereof we are all witnesses, being therefore by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David ascended not into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies the footstool of thy feet. Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom ye crucified. Acts 2 and verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent ye, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. For I say unto you that the promise, and to your children, and all them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call unto him. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation. Then they that received his word were baptized, and there were added unto them that day about 3,000 souls. And they continued in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and in breaking of bread and the prayers. Acts 2 and verse 43. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles, and all that believed were together, and had all things common. And they sold their possessions and goods, and imparted them to all according as many as any man had need. And day by day, continuing steadfastly with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread at home, they took their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to them day by day those that were saved. Now in the helps and hints for the teacher, we read that the teacher should briefly state to the class what Pentecost was, and it asks us to reference Luke chapter 23. If you'll go back and read Luke chapter 23, you'd read about three great feasts that the Jews kept every year. There's the Day of Atonement, and that was kept sometime in the fall. And then there was the Day of the Passover, which was in early spring. And then that followed by the Day of Pentecost, which would be in the late spring. Now, it's not called Pentecost there. The reason it's called Pentecost is you hear that word penta, you might think of Pentagon, that five-sided building, or Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. Well, Pente, that's in that word, five, and Pentecost is the five tens. There are 50 days between the Passover Sabbath and then the later feast, the Feast of Pentecost. And since the Sabbath always falls on the first day of the week, and there is a week of weeks between that Feast of the Passover and the Feast of Pentecost, then there are 50 days. And that means that the Day of Pentecost always falls on the first day of the week. Let me read to you what it says in Deuteronomy 16, verses 10 through 16. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto Jehovah thy God, with the tribute of freewill offerings of thy hand, which thou shalt give according as Jehovah God hath blessed thee. And thou shalt rejoice before Jehovah thy God, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite that is within the gates and the sojourner and the fatherless and the widow that are in the midst of thee, in the place which Jehovah thy God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do all these statutes. Thou shalt keep the feast of the tabernacles 7 days. After that thou hast gathered in from the threshing floor and from thy winepress, and thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy sons and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservants and the Levite and the sojourner and the fatherless and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a feast unto Jehovah thy God in the place which Jehovah shall choose, because Jehovah thy God will bless thee in all thine increase and in all the work of thy hands, and thou shalt be altogether joyful. 3 times a year shall all the males appear before Jehovah thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Jehovah empty. Well, that feast of unleavened bread, that is the feast of the Passover, and it celebrated the first of the barley harvests. 50 days later, the feast of weeks, so called because it was a week of weeks. And that would be the celebration of the first of the wheat harvest. And then the Feast of the Tabernacles, which is the week leading up to the Day of Atonement. And that would be after the harvest in the fall of the year. And so those are the three main feasts. And that's why it was called, this particular day in Acts 2, is called Pentecost. Now, there are some things that distinguished that occasion. Let me read Deuteronomy 16, verses 9 through 12, where it says, 7 weeks shalt thou number unto thee. From the time thou beginnest to put the sickle to the standing grain shalt thou begin to number 7 weeks, and thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto Jehovah thy God with a tribute of freewill offerings at thy hand, which thou shalt give according as Jehovah thy God blesseth thee. And thou shalt rejoice before Jehovah thy God, thou and thy sons and thy daughter and thy maidservants and all that are in the land. And so we're going to continue this lesson when we return for our next class.